God, I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that pleases me and encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And if you want to speed up your learning curve of English, all the information is below the video. You know how to contact me. This week, we are going to study many things as usual. And we are going to start with the verb socialize. This represents the theme of this video. To socialize is quite a funny verb. I like it. To socialize means meeting people. When you meet people, when you interact with people, the verb is to socialize. Socializing. So when you socialize, you meet people. And when you meet someone for the first time, you talk with the person, you chat. We studied this verb in a previous video. We chat, and if you like the person and you want to know more about this person, you will plan another meeting to get to know her or him more. Be careful, the verb here is to get to know someone. Okay, we don't have this in French. To get to know someone is to speak more, to get more information about a person, to know her more and more, okay? This is to get to know someone. And to get to know more a person, you will meet many times. And if you stop seeing the person for a period of time and you want to contact the person again later, in English we use the verb to touch base. To touch base. I think it's a funny verb too, to touch base, okay? This is exactly that. You stop seeing the person, you have no news from the person for a period of time, and when you contact the person again, it means you touch base with this person, okay? So after a while, you become friends, and when we are friends, what do? We keep in touch. Yes, we keep in touch. We don't stop seeing the person. No, we keep in touch, okay? We keep in touch. It's a synonym of to stay in touch. To keep in touch, to stay in touch. Okay, and if you are socializing in a business meeting, what do you do to make sure that you can keep in touch with the person or the people you meet during this event? You can hand the person a business card. This is what happened a few days ago. I socialized with someone, a woman, and before leaving her, I handed her my business card with all my contact details, okay? On a business card, you have all the contact details of the person. So I handed her, I gave her with my hand. So in English, it is the verb simply to hand, okay? To hand something to someone. So I handed her my business card so that she can contact me again, so that we can get to know each other more. Okay, so that we can keep in touch. So tell me, have you met new people during your vacation, during your holidays? Tell me everything in the comments. Make sentences with all the vocabulary I've just taught you. Okay, to socialize, to get to know someone, to touch base, to keep in touch, to stay in touch, and to hand a business card. I'll be waiting for your comments. You know that I love it when you practice, when you write comments. And I hope that you've enjoyed this video and that you've learned many things. If so, please like. You know that when you like and when you share, that helps me help more and more people. Okay, so have a very nice day and see you soon. Bye bye.